This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. And it's a bit cold out there this morning. 17 degrees right now. Oof. It's been cold all weekend, and well, we're looking at some snow tonight. You know, that's going to start tonight all the way through Tuesday. Yeah, well, it's on its way. That's no fun, I'll tell you. Starting later in the afternoon. So maybe this will make today, these next 4 hours, the bright spot of your day. Think about, you know, your different plants and what we can be doing to make it better. Fixing any of those little issues you have right before that snowstorm. At least we're, you know, that snowstorm's coming in New England. I know in some of the other areas it's already hit, or in some of the other areas didn't get a snowstorm. Could have been just more rain or just anything like that. So, but for those of you who have been hit by a snowstorm or in the snow, gonna hit by the snowstorm, let's think about some warm spots today. Think about the garden. Think about the spring. Think about those things getting nice and warm that way. Because I know it is cold out there. It's been cold the past couple days. Been a cold, kind of miserable couple weeks in November here where we had lots of rain, lots of just I don't know how you would say it, but not exciting weather, if you will. The sun wasn't out. It was mostly sunny, mostly rainy. It was just, it was hard to be outside if you work outside or if you're, you know, trying to get some things done in the yard. I know here in my house, we're scrambling to finish up the leaves. My wife was working yesterday as hard as she could during a little bit of a break she had to try and get the as many leaves done as possible. And I know we've still got a bunch out there. It seems like I think this is our third or fourth time cleaning up. So those of you out there, you know, hey, you got maybe about 12 hours before the snow is going to start, so maybe it's time to get started with getting some of those things done out there. We can talk some information about some plants indoors. If you're having some issues with those or anything along those lines, it's looking like, you know, with some of the snow, the ground is starting to freeze, really starting to get there. I know you can still dig a little bit here, but, you know, it's really starting to get to that level where it's getting a little bit thicker frost in the ground. So we're almost at the end of the planting season. Where, like I said, we're almost at the end. I know you can still put a shovel in the ground a little bit there. I've been watching at Mahoney's where I work. They've been digging up to try to finish up some bulbs we put in each year. And we put about, this year it's going to be close to 20,000 tulip bulbs. And so they're still working on those because there's a lot of property to be doing with 20,000. But I've watched them be digging there. It might be a little bit harder, but you can still dig. So that's why I'm saying it's still possible. But obviously, snow hits the ground, you're not thinking about digging anything. One thing to think about, I was talking with somebody the other day who was coming in looking for a live Christmas tree. They wanted to have something, you know, to bring in versus having that cut Christmas tree. And I was talking with them, and I just said, hey, you know, if you're going to bring it in later on when it comes closer to Christmas to use, dig the hole now. You know, get it done now while the ground's still, you know, thawed and not frozen. And, you know, they kind of looked at me like, really? I was like, yeah, get it ready. Because as soon as you bring it back outside, you can put it right back in the ground and get it planted, protect that root system. Obviously, it might be hard if we get some snow or anything along those lines. But if you get the hole dug now, you can get it into the ground and at least get it protected a little bit. It's like I talk about all the time using salt marsh hay or mulch around certain plants. It's doing the same thing. If you don't plant this live Christmas tree and it's in the pot and it's above ground, you're going to need to put something around it. Now, if you have the hole dug, you can put it exactly where you want it, recover it, and then get it insulated that way versus, you know, up against a house or something like that. That way you get to enjoy it out in the yard already. So if you're looking at getting a live Christmas tree this year, and you know exactly where you want to put it, get that hole dug today. Get it ready so that when time comes after Christmas, you can put it right into the ground. Get it protected that way, because that would be very beneficial for everything that you're trying to do. So really think about that with what you're doing. If you guys have some calls, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I've already said, it's cold out there. It's very, very cold. And not gonna really warm up for the next few days at all. So, you know, should be thinking about indoors, staying indoors, getting those indoor houseplants nice and ready. Look at those. Keep them in the window. Feel a little bit warmer by seeing some of those tropical houseplants, that type of thing. Because it's looking like we're not going to get above 40 at all this week. So, you know, and like I said, that snow is going to start later today, work its way all the way, possibly into Tuesday. So, oof. It's that time of year again, you know, December 1st, so I guess it's okay, but you know, I'd rather wait until, I don't know, January 1st and then have it be over by January 2nd. But that's just me. I know a lot of you out there love that snow. That means skiing time, mean going up in the mountains, enjoying it. A little bit of snow makes that Christmas feel in the air, gets it ready for, you know, gets you excited for what's to come for the season. But, you know, hey, we'll see what happens. My father always used to say, you know, snow is the poor man's fertilizer. You know, getting it on there, covering everything, and it just really, really helps out that way with the lawn, the garden, etc. So I believe we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Rick is in Maine.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Oh, pleasure to reach you. Strawberries and vanilla hydrangeas. That's going to be my question. But first of all, I want to say, my wife and I took advantage of your father coming to our house for 2 or 3 hours. It was 2 or 3 years ago. Could be 3 years ago. And what an experience. He went through our whole gardens. He said because we were so close to his home, we're only about 20 miles, he said, I'll stay an extra hour. So awesome. He said he didn't have to drive, so he would stay, spend it with us.
Awesome.
I'll tell you, at the end, he was sitting at our kitchen table, and we felt like we had known him for our whole lives. It was
awesome.
Really a great experience.
That's amazing.
He poured our yard. He gave us lots of ideas, which we have done. The question I have is regarding the strawberry vanilla wheat hydrangea. We bought a tree hydrangea, and then two bushes. The bushes
okay.
grow so incredibly fast that the branches are crisscrossing and all of that. And my question is, how do you properly trim them? I've trimmed them down this fall, but again, if I took off every unit crisscross, there probably wouldn't be anything left.
Well, so what you can do is start by taking a few of them out. Not all of them, obviously, but a few of them. What you can also start to do is if you take some garden stakes or like some green heavier duty stakes in the spring and kind of pull some of those apart a little bit so there's a nicer space between them. They're not rubbing up against each other. You can actually guide that plant to where you want it to be and to thick to move that way. There's a couple other things you can do. We're about to hit the break. I don't want to cut you off. So if you hang tight with me on the other side, I'll give you some more ideas of what you can do to make that fuller and keep those crisscrossing branches.
Okay, all right, so, I'll be with you.
All right, Rick, so hang tight for me. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Rick in regards to his vanilla strawberry hydrangea. And he pruned it back already for the fall here. And some of the cross branches are still there. And if he were to cut every single one, he might not have a plant left. So there were a couple things I just wanted to talk about a little bit more. If you need to do any more pruning, Rick, in the spring, try to do it as early in the spring as possible. The okay. later into the spring you get, you're more likely to cut out some of the shoots that actually are the blooming shoots. Once the plant comes back alive, if you will, that's when they'll start to produce those blooms. They're not going to show the blooms yet, but the shoot itself already knows, all right, this is going to be the bloom, etc. So that's why you don't prune late in the spring. You want to do early spring, late winter. Now, okay. for those cross branches, how big would you say this strawberry vanilla plant is right now?
It's probably not more than two feet off the ground. The bushes, the tree is, yeah.
So just a thought I had, there's what's called a grow-through ring. Sometimes they use it for, like, peonies. When something's that small, you can actually get this ring. It's about 18 to 24 inches wide on some of them, and it's got, like, a grid across it. And you can actually pull the shoots in between some of it to try and space it out a little bit so that when they grow, they're going to grow away from each other versus next to each other. So that might be a nice way to help, you know, spread it out a little bit versus just letting it go. Some of the cross branches.
It'll go as much as 3 to 4, 5, 6 feet wide.
But yep.
The branches are very low to the ground. We were trying to keep it more cylindrical, up a little bit. But then it raises the other question I had. You call them the growth shoots. The bloom shoots.
Yep.
Now, I also have those on the tree, and the tree is probably 7 feet tall. Am I to leave those at the end of the year, or do those come off? What adds to the height of the tree?
So the height of the tree isn't going to get a lot bigger than that one, because what's done with a hydrangea that's a tree form like that is it's grafted on top of something. So the shoots are all at that top there. They'll try to go up as high as they can, but they'll inevitably, because they're a little bit higher, come on, bend down. So you can prune it, some of it, to try to get it to go up more. But I will say some of it's not going to happen. It's just going to go up and then curl down. You know, you're not going to get a lot more height from it. It's more bushiness that you're looking to get from it. The thing about it is if you get it too big and too wide, it makes that graft, that area where it's connected, a little weaker, and it's not as strong as you would want it to be. And so you're more likely to have some splits or areas that break off. So that's why you continue to prune it to keep it a little bit, I wouldn't say compact, but not as wild, if you will.
Just 6 to 7 feet tall is a nice size for that.
Exactly. And you don't want to, you kind of want to keep it that way, because the more it goes out and up, the more likely it is it could crack on the sides or break some of those branches, and that's not what you want. You want it to stay nice and full. That is something, even the tree form, you would treat it just like the bush form when it comes to pruning. And you can cut it the same way and just do it in late winter, is early spring, before late spring, before the growth really starts to develop, would be the latest I would prune it.
I pruned it just a couple of weeks ago, right after the blooms.
And that's fine, too.
How about the bloom shoots? If they start at the bottom, do you literally cut those off every year?
If they start way below the tree form, you could cut those off, because you want it as the tree form. If it's in the shrub form, kind of just let them go.
Okay. I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you for that story. It was awesome to hear. Have a great one. We'll be back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic, for dramatic results.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As Thanksgiving weekend winds down, 40 million Americans are under winter weather advisories as a major storm approaches. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says the upper Midwest will be hit hard.
It's further north where we have the precipitation that's going to be falling in the form of snowfall, and it is going to come down heavily, I think, at in fact, 12 to 18 inches, certainly likely here across portions of Minnesota and into Wisconsin as well. But notice a sharp cutoff here. So further south, not going to be snow. It's going to be rain and even severe weather potential across the Gulf Coast.
Emergency Management Commissioner Deanne Cristobal says things will get messy in New York City.
You're going to see snow beginning tomorrow morning. It's going to turn into rain later in the afternoon. It's going to stay rainy then through Monday, but turning back to snow going into late Monday morning, early Monday afternoon.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, it's 855-660-4261. I know we do have some calls on the line, so I'm going to go right to, back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Andy's right here with me in Minnesota.
Andy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I was calling about ashes. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I have a wood-burning stove, and, you know, every week or so I empty the ashes out, and I was thinking about planting a garden down on a flat spot right in front of a fence. It almost seems like a perfect spot for a garden. And I was wondering, now that it's winter, would I be better off just saving the ashes, or could I just pour them right on top of the snow where the garden was going to be next year? I mean, or, you know, would they get into the soil now? We got like 8 inches of snow now, so and the soil's frozen. I'm just wondering, yeah. Should I save a big tub of ashes? I'm just wondering what your thoughts on
it. So you can actually save them. I wouldn't put it down on top of it now. It would eventually get through there, but it's just a little bit more work than you really need to do at this time. So you can use it not just for like a vegetable garden. You can actually use it in the lawn in the spring. It will actually, you know, it
help the whole lawn. Wow.
You can actually put it on a bunch of different things, but you don't want to overdo it. I wouldn't be putting it every week. I'd say maybe every 3 weeks. You can put too much of something like that.
I got Well, then my second question is, so let's say I take this flat spot and I peel back the sod and I decide to plant a garden. You know, when there's never been a garden there and, you know, maybe plant some tomatoes or zucchinis or whatever, you know, it's kind of normal vegetable garden. When you peel back the sod, is there kind of like a thing you're supposed to do, like kind of a, maybe, well, I suppose you get a soil test, but just in general, is there kind of like a, like you peel back the sod, now you're going to plant a garden. Is there kind of like a normal thing you would do, just like a protocol?
Well, so I would definitely start with like a soil test to see what you're dealing with, to see what you can add to the soil.
I see.
You're going to want to know what's going on underneath and see where your pH level is, where all your nutrients are, to kind of see, all right, this is what I need to add. So you can give your best chance for success there.
That makes sense.
You know, you want to have all the tools so when you do start it, you're going to be successful. And so the soil test is definitely the best way to start. Once you get that, you can actually be able to tell, all right, do I need more organic matter? Do I need to raise my pH, or is my pH too high? You know, some of those questions you might be able to answer prior and get started with it. Like, is the area shady? Is the area covered in moss? Is the area near pine trees? Those types of things. Or is it wide open? Do you notice puddles sitting in that area when it rains? Or does it just kind of, does it kind of go through as normal?
Yeah.
So some of those things you can answer, but you can't tell what's going on underground. And that's one way to be successful. From there, then you can really add some of those elements. I will tell you this. Adding organic matter to a garden like that can be done at any time, obviously, unless there's 8 inches of snow and the ground's frozen. But it's something to add at any time. And I would say organic matter, there's never really enough. A lot of our soils, if you get the soil test, it'll tell you organic matter content. And it's usually low or mid-level. It's never really enough. So adding compost or cow manure or, you know, just like a planting type mix is always going to be beneficial for you to add into it. What I'd suggest is, say you get the area ready. You know, you find a plot. Let's call it 10 by 10 just for the ease of conversation. You get that area plotted out. You take the sod up. And then from there, add some compost or something on top of it. Get a rototiller. Mix that into those areas. Make it nice and fluffy. Go a couple times, you know, back and forth, and then go the opposite ways, kind of like a blanket that you're weaving the blanket when you do rototill.
I have another question, because you brought up moss. Okay, the bottom, the area I'm talking about by the fence that's flat, looks like a perfect place for a garden, has grass growing on it, and it looks like normal soil. To the left of that, or to the south, the whole yard, the south side of the yard, is moss. I'm just kind of wondering what makes like a moss. I mean, what would make it's like a carpet of moss,
so
20 feet by 10 feet almost.
So what actually happens with moss like that is it happens to be with something going on under the soil. The soil is probably compacted underneath there. The pH level is very acidic, so not a lot can grow there. Moss likes an acidic soil, and will start to grow that way. It's also, when there's a compact soil, water sits a little bit more. Water will then create that moisture around there, creating some of the moss. Moss likes a shady area.
Shady, but it's a slope. You know, it's on a slope by a lake, but it's like a thick carpet of moss. It's crazy.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with the acidity of the soil and the compacted levels under there. There is a way to get rid of it. There are products out there that you can use. There's a product from Jonathan Green out there called Love Your Soil. That one breaks up clay underneath the soil and allows allows it to be more porous versus more compact.
Well, I don't mind the moss. I almost wonder if I could sell it, you know, if there's a market for it. But I don't really mind it. You don't have to mow it. You know, it's not like there's, you know, it's better than mowing grass.
Yep.
But I just wondered what was going on with
it. So it has a lot to do with the soil content underneath. So that's not that far away from the spot that you want to put a garden, I'm going to tell you your pH.
It's a ways away.
Okay. If it's in the same area or if there's moss anywhere near it, your pH level is going to be very low. So adding that wood ash that you were talking about, you know, it's going to bring that pH level up. So it will help.
I see. So that's going the right direction.
It is. It's one of those things where you could use... you know, lime to really bring it up, bring the pH up. They have the fast-acting limes out there that will bring that pH level up in that area. So, if the area is kind of has moss in certain areas, has some pine trees in certain areas, you're kind of looking at the pH level being low. You want to get it up in the range of like a 6.5 to a 6.8. I'd venture a guess that you're looking in the fives. Based on what you've told me about the areas around
it. it's a pine tree, and it's pine trees and birch trees, and it's definitely
pine trees
and shady, you know. And there's sun at the end of the day. There's sun, but the trees have gotten so tall that it makes it pretty pine tree.
Pine trees love acidic soil. So based on that alone, I will tell you, it's probably going to be very acidic, so you're going to be needing to add lime to it. But like I said at the beginning, like we talked about, a soil test is the way to go.
Just to know what you're doing.
Exactly. It gets you to know what's there, so you can look at it and say, all right, this is what I need to do. It's no guessing.
I got a funny story for you.
All right.
I just got done putting to sleep the biggest nursery in Cass County with apple trees, cherry trees, bushes, shrubs, flowers. Everything gets laid on its side and then covered in cloth.
Yep.
And then covered in a layer of straw. And I've never done that before, so I just thought you might get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I did that
same thing in Maine. You know?
I've seen that done in multiple areas where, you know, you lay them down and then you put that layer of cloth. That cloth kind of keeps it insulated to a point, that top level. Because the top level is going to be the most exposed to the wind, etc. And then throwing the straw on it, I'm hoping you put something down to keep it, you know, well, you got the 8 inches of snow, so maybe that helps.
Yeah, that's what happened. Luckily, we did it so late that it started snowing shortly after we got the straw down and raining, so it's kind of like it's kind of timed out just right.
Well, that's perfect. That's exactly how you want to do it, because if you did it early and then threw the straw on there, that straw would probably be blowing around.
Away.
Having that snow is going to help it. Snow is a great insulator when it comes to plants, to helping them go from year to year. So it's perfect that happened, because it really is just going to help you guys be successful with that. So that's pretty cool.
Well, thanks for your help, and thanks, you know, and you know, have a good blizzard. I think it's coming your way.
I think it's coming our way. Hopefully it's maybe it's a little bit less than they say, but you never know. Andy, I really appreciate the call, and good luck with the garden in the spring, and anytime you have any questions, give us a call.
I'll be calling you back.
Perfect.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Andy. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I know this week's a little bit cold. Later on in the week, we're going to get some 40 degrees. I think it's looking at Thursday. Be a perfect time to be getting out in the garden, to be applying some of that wilt proof if you haven't gotten it done. All your evergreens, rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, boxwoods, laurels, those types of things. And then I know it's that Christmas season. We're after Thanksgiving, so we can start celebrating and getting ready for your Christmas trees and wreaths. Wiltproof can be sprayed on there, too, to help them last longer and keep their needle retention a lot longer. So definitely those can be done inside in a garage, so you won't have to worry about the weather there. But we want the temperatures to be above 40 or 40 degrees. And like I said, in my area, at least in the Lowell area, Winchester, I check Lowell and Winchester as I work in Winchester, those areas looking like Thursday, maybe be hitting 40. Those would be a good day to be doing it, spraying the plant all over to allow it to absorb. You want it to have a couple hours of dry time before any rain or snow. This Wiltproof comes in four sizes, a ready-to-use trigger spray, a one-quart concentrate, a one-gallon concentrate, and for those larger areas, a five-gallon concentrate. So you want to spray those right on, mix them with water. The instructions are right on the back of the bottle. But spray as many of the plants as you can that are evergreen, and you'll see the difference in the spring. It helps against the cold, drying winds of the winter, and that's what we're concerned about. It also helps plants when the roots are frozen in the winter, depriving them of their normal moisture intake as well as during periods of drought. So it's actually really, really beneficial for your plants to be doing. Again, that's Wiltproof. You can look them up online. Their website's wiltproof.com. And they have a lot of great information there of sizes and where you can purchase. But something to be looking at doing later in the week. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, more of your questions. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I want to get right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Jim is in Winchester.
Jim, thank you for hanging with us. I know you've been on hold for a bit here, so I appreciate that. How can we help you today?
I have a two-part question on endless summer hydrangea.
Okay.
A friend of mine has endless summer hydrangea. They do not use Wilt-Proof, so... during the summer, new branches come out, and some of the old ones are still, you know, the dead, looks like dead sticks.
Mm-hmm.
How long should they wait before they say, well, this is it, the old sticks aren't going to bloom? How long should they wait to say, hey, this is it, and cut them down?
So I like to look at it until maybe middle to end of May. I know it sounds a little bit late at that point, but as we both know, the weather is on and off every spring. This year, we had, you know, some warm weather, then we had some cold weather, then it was warm again, then it was cold again, we had rain, no rain, so you kind of got to give it a little bit of chance. What you'll notice on some of those sticks is take a look inside, you know, early May, and see if anything's coming from the bottom.
if they're starting to, you know, have any buds on the side. By mid-May, if there's really nothing popping out there, you really can start to think about saying, all right, I'm going to cut it back. But you might be able to feel on the sides just a little, barely anything, but just a little bump where almost like ridges are on it, like the little sections between the leaves. You'll be able to tell by that. But the good thing about an endless summer is it can be pruned any time of the year, and it would still bloom. So that endless summer blooms on old wood and new wood. So you're not going to affect the blooming cycle of it. It might not be as full, but at the same time, you're still going to get blossoms.
Well, and the old wood does have buds on them.
Okay.
But they just don't open up. And I don't know, should I leave them until midsummer or just cut them off in May?
I'd wait till the end of May and take a look at it at that point. If there's nothing on it or if there are buds on them, you know, kind of let it go. What I'd suggest doing for the end of the summer, if you're having the issue where the flowers, it just doesn't open on those, when you start to see the buds form, I want to see you use a liquid fertilizer that is a bloom booster, heavy middle number. When you're starting to see buds form, what it does is it helps promote the blossoms to grow bigger. At that point, if you do it a little bit too early when there's no buds there, you're going to promote more green growth, which isn't bad.
Actually, there is buds left from last year.
Okay. You can cut those off at this point if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can wait till the spring. But those, it's not going to affect the plant for next year's blossoms, especially on the endless summer hydrangea.
Okay. So I guess that answers my other question with Wiltproof. I do use it, but some of them still... in the dead sticks don't open up. I would just wait to the end of May, and if there's nothing, those buds that are on them don't open, just cut them down.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's not going to hurt it long term, so you can't go wrong, you know what I mean, by
right.
leaving it or cutting it. So it's a nice, easier way to feel like you're not going to do the wrong thing when it comes to the plants. So that's why I kind of say wait till the end of May.
Okay.
To see if the whole plant is in full, you know, full color. When I say color, I mean by the leaves of being green. And there's a few sticks in there. You probably should just pull those right out, cut them back, and allow the plant to fill out more. Sometimes those sticks are a couple years old,
right.
and they've gone by, so they might not have as many blossoms. And you want to promote new growth,
right.
so that's why you would get rid of them. Like I said, mid May, late May, that would be the latest I'd leave them. But again. All that would depend if we have a really bad winter, and it just continues to be until late March.
Right,
it might need a little bit more time. So just you kind of play it by ear, but usually 9 times out of 10, it's mid-May to late May when they make that decision.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Jim, thank you so much for holding again. I appreciate you calling us and asking those questions. Enjoy the rest of your day, and hopefully we don't get too much snow. All right. We're going to take a break. We get back, we can answer more of your calls. But you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.